Now, the rest of the story. The newlyweds strolled hand in hand down the hotel hallway until they came to the door of their room. The smiling groom took the key, twisted it gently in the lock, and the bride smiled, her eyes coyly downcast. As the door swung open, silently open, the young groom made a gallant bow, and then the bride, in apparent playfulness, skipped lightly across the threshold and into the room and slammed the door in the groom's face. The boom of the door against the jamb echoed like thunder in the corridor. The groom laughed. Still laughing, he drummed the door softly with his fingertips. "Please let me in," he cooed. His answer came without words in the rattle and clink of the safety chain. The groom again twisted the key in the lock, and as the door strained ajar against the small brass chain, his wife confessed the rest of the story. She said their marriage had been an awful, terrible, horrible mistake. She'd married not out of love, but out of pity. Remember that. She married him out of pity. Perhaps, she said, someday they could be friends, but they must never live as husband and wife, and now he must go away. He must not try to see her, nor to telephone, nor even to write. Only after she'd had time to think everything out clearly might they meet to discuss the disaster they had brought on themselves, and the door slammed shut again, and an icy hush fell over the hall. The astonished groom waited there for an hour's worth of eternity, staring at the bolted monolith that separated him from his happiness. Surely his bride would eventually come to her senses, he thought. But then he recalled that their courtship had been but a brief one. Days, really. They had held hands, had kissed two or three times, no indication of ardor on her behalf, but that was proper, was it not? He did love her desperately, yet he could never have made disrespectful advances to her. Their wedding had been perfect. The modest ceremony at the home of a friend, the romantic supper, the moonlight drive to the hotel, it had all gone so well. And she was so lovely. He had felt so fortunate. He, an overweight, bushy-browed frog of a prince who required her caress for deliverance. Out of pity, she had said. And yet, until now, he had never realized what a pitiful character he was. He looked at the closed door again. Then, in a sudden burst of anger, he banged it with both fists. He turned, and with tears streaming down his face, he ran off down the hallway, down the stairway, into the lobby and out the front doorway, out into the faint shadows of an almost dawn. There, beneath a comforting tree, sobbing bitterly, he threw up and left his wedding supper on the grass. In the days which followed, he attempted to meet with his bride. She refused him. He tried to phone her. She would not answer. He wrote lengthy letters expressing his devotion and his sadness. She ignored them, and thus ended their marriage before it began. The marriage of screen actress Jean Acker to a 24-year-old bit player, a pudgy, semi-pathetic, eager, affectionate, perilously innocent young man, a walking catastrophe, a romantic reject, a loveless lover who only the day previous had decided to change his name from Rodolfo de Tanguillo to Rudolph Valentino. Now you know the rest of the story.